We are doing Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. We are at the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Asher Harei Osi. Amar Rabbi Chaim Rabbi Chanina. L'malei Shalosh Makros Halol and Nesmotu Ragleim Shal Sonei Yisrael. If not for these three psukim, the Jewish people would be in a lot of trouble when dealing with the judgment that we're going to have to face for our sins. But because we have the following three psukim, we're going to be able to say it's not totally our fault. What are these three psukim? Chad dichsiv v'asher hariyosi, that God takes the blame, that he has caused us to have a yetzer hara. V'chad dichsiv, hinei kechomer biyad ha-yotzer, kenatem biyadi beis Yisrael, that our heart is in God's hands to mold, and we are just being shaped by him. V'chad dichsiv, and the third pasuk that says, v'asirosi eslev evan v'bisar, that we're given a lev ha'evan, and one day God will take away that lev ha'evan and give us a lev basar. But the bottom line is that we're sort of predisposed to sinning. Rav Papa Amar Mehacha. Rav Papa has a fourth pasuk. V'esruchi etein bekirbechem v'asisi es asher b'chukai telechu. V'amar Rabbi Lazar, Moshe itiach dvarim klapim ala. Rabbi Lazar teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke with, I guess for lack of a better term, with chutzpah toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar v'yispalel Moshe el Hashem, al tikri el Hashem, ela al Hashem. Moshe didn't just daven to Hashem, but about Hashem, on Hashem, against Hashem. She came to Bei Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, Korin la'alfin einin, la'einin alfin. Bei Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, they used to confuse the pronunciation of an aleph with an ayin, like most people do nowadays, where we pronounce an aleph and an ayin in a similar way, but in reality, they are not meant to be pronounced in a similar way. An ayin is a more guttural sound, as opposed to an ah. So, Debe Rabbi Yane Amar Mehacha. Debe Rabbi Yane says from the following pasuk that we see Moshe spoke in a manner of chutzpah to Hashem. V'dizahav, my v'dizahav. What's he saying with this phrase? Amri Debe Rabbi Yane, kach Amar Moshe v'nei Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is what Moshe said to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam, b'shvil kesev v'zov sheshpatelem liYisrael ad sha'amru dai. Who garam sha'asu asa egel? You know why Klal Yisrael sinned with the egel? Because you spoiled them. You gave them too much kesef and zahav, and that's what people do when they're given things too much, too quickly. Amri debei Rabbi Yanai. Ein ari nohe mitoch kupa shel teven, el mitoch kupa shel basar. You know, a lion is a mazik, but you know when a lion really goes crazy? When he has basar, when he has meat, not when he's just got some grain to eat. So it's because you gave them this gold and silver, you gave them too much kashmir, it wasn't good for their neshamos. Am Rabbi Oshia, mashal adam, shreis lo para kchusha uvalas evarim. He had a weak, hungry cow, and it was a balas evarim, it was a hefty cow, and he tried to feed it karshinin, which is a type of fancy food, and it rebelled against him. What caused you to be mevayit bi, to kick me, to go against me? It's the karshinin that I tried to feed you. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, a third mashal. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mashal la adam echad. This is probably the most famous of three mashalim. There was a guy, Shahailo Ben. He had a son, Hirchitzo, Visacho, Vechilo, Vishkehu. He took really good care of him. Made sure this boy looked really nice. He was clean. He smelled nice. He was well fed. He was well hydrated. Vitalalo kis al tzavaro, and he hung a bag of money around the kid's neck. Voshivo al pesach shel zonos, and he put him right by the doorway of a house of zonos. Ma yase osa haben shelo yechta. What do you expect of that child to not sin? It's impossible, given the situation he's been placed in, not to sin. Amar Rav Acha Bereid Rav Huna Amar Rav Sheshes Haynu Damri Inchi. That's what people always say. Mole Krisi Zane Bishi. That if you fill a person's stomach, so then he's gonna start doing bad things. Miloy Akeres Rashi says Humimine Chatoim Haroim is like the bad sins. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Kimarisim VaYispu Savu VaYarm Libam Alkein Shechuni, because they were satiated. That's why they became Balei Gaiva. yeshiva, and they forgot the role of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their lives. Rav Nachman Amar Mehacha, it's from the following, V'ram levavcha v'shachachtas Hashem, that their hearts were raised up, meaning they became bali gaiva, it's always gaiva. Gaiva is the gateway to all other sins, to all other bad midos. Because they had this sense of gaiva, they forgot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'rabbanan Amri Mehacha, Va'achal the Sava V'dashan Upana, that they ate, they were satiated, and then they turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yibah Yisei Mehacha, or you could say V'yishman Yeshurun V'yivat, that Yeshurun became fattened, and then we rebelled, we kicked against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Minayin Shechazer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vodol Moshe. How do we know that at the end of the conversation Hashem said, you know what, Moshe? You're right. It was because of me, because I gave them all this stuff too much, too quickly. That's why it happened. Shnemar, the kesef your beisilam, the zahav asulabal. That it's because of the kesef and the zahav. That's what led them to do the egel and to do whatever sins they did. So two main points over here. Number one, we have three psukim and maybe four that indicate that God controls our hearts, and that's our greatest defense. Our greatest defense in the Yom HaDin is the three or four psukim that indicate that Hashem is in control of our hearts. And number two, the Jewish people did the egel because we were given too much, too fast, and even Hashem agreed to that. The Achronim discuss why we need three different mashalim. What does each mashal add that the other one doesn't have? You know, the lion and the cow and the child. So it could be that they're referring to different groups of people or different types of rebellion. Okay. Vaydabar Hashem el Moshe lech reid. So Hashem said to Moshe, go down. My lech reid. Amar Reb Lazar, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, reid migdulascha. You are being demoted from your position of authority over the Jewish people. Klum nasati lecha gdula el bishvil Yisrael. An unbelievable statement. Moshe Rabbeinu, you think you're so great? The only reason I gave you anything, the only reason I gave you any position of Gedula was because of Klal Yisrael. Well, if Klal Yisrael is sinning, what do I need you for anymore? I don't need you in considering what the state of the Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu lost his strength to be able to speak. V'kivan sha'amar, once he said, Haraf mi meni vashmideim, leave me alone so I will destroy them. Amar Moshe Rabbeinu realized, Dover zeh talui bi, that this is up to me. I'm like the last line of defense. The Jewish people will be destroyed if I don't stand up for them right now. Miyad omad v'nischazik b'tfila. At a time when he's most down and out, where he wanted to give up, he felt like he didn't even have the strength to talk, he realized that he has a sense of achrayus. It's his responsibility. So he got up and he summoned the strength to davin, ubikesh rachamim, and he begged for mercy. Mashal melech shekos albanol, it's like a king who gets angry at his child. Vayamakeo makul gedola, and he hits him, he strikes him. Vayavo yoshev lefanav misari lomelo davar. And the friend of the king is right there and he's embarrassed. You know, you're there when your friend is disciplining his child. It's uncomfortable. You know, what do you say? You just sort of try to like blend into the background and not be there. Amar HaMelech il malei o'avizeh sheyoshev lefanei harakticha. And the king says, if not for the fact that my friend is here, I would kill you. Amar davarzeh talibi. The friend realizes, oh boy, I better get involved. Apparently my presence is stopping him from going overboard, is stopping him from losing it. So Amad Veitzilo, so it's the friend that gets up and ultimately saves him. So point number three, a lot of main points over here. Point number three, after being rejected by the Ribbono Shel'Olam because his only purpose is to lead the Jewish people, Moshe recognizes that Hashem is inviting him to intercede. Hashem is inviting him to intercede. He wants him to intercede. Now leave me alone and I'm going to get angry at them. I will wipe them out and I will make you a great nation, which is somewhat ironic. Just two lines ago, Hashem was saying, I don't need you anymore, Moshe. Now he's saying, okay, the Jewish people are gone. I'll make you the great nation. If not for the fact that the pasuk says it, we would never be able to say such a thing. Moshe grabs onto Hashem similar to the way a person would grab his friend by the lapels of his jacket. And he says to him, I will not leave you alone until you give them mechila and slicha. Main point number four, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to start a new nation with Moshe, but Moshe grabbed him by the beged and says that he can't start a new nation, especially in light of, as we're about to see, in light of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov being a three-legged table, and therefore they'd be stronger than anything Moshe could ever make, as we're about to see. V'ascha yischa l'gai gadol, I'll make you a great nation. Amr Blazar, Amr Moshe Lebnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, you want to make me a great nation? You had great people to start this nation, and look what happened. Uma kisei shel shalosh regalim, einu yachalam alufanecha b'shas kascha. If a chair that has three legs is unable to stand in the time that you're angry, kisei shel regal echad alachas kama v'kama. If you just want to start with me, I'm just one regal. It's not going to stand. Now it sounds good that you'll make a great nation with me. And what happens when that nation sins? And there's only one person to look back to. V'lo od el sheish b'boshes panamei avosai. Plus, it's embarrassing for my fathers. That everyone's going to say, what kind of leader is this? That the whole people are gone, and now he's just starting a new nation. Bikesh Kedula Liatzmo, he's just interested in his own power. V'lo bikesh aleim rachamim, and he didn't daven for the people. That would be terrible. So now the Gemara is going to go through six different meanings of the word Vayichal. Vayichal Moshe's Pnei Hashem. So what does it mean? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Melamed Shaman Moshe b'Tefila v'nei Kodesh Baruch Hu ad shehichlehu. Moshe stood in Tefila in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu until hichlehu. What does that mean? Till he got sick? Till what? Until he began. The Rashi says shehichlehu hiftzirbo, which just means he kept on begging him. I don't know. Rava Amar at Shehefir lo nidro, until he was matir is neder. Ksif hachaveichal, ksif hasam lo yachel devaro. Vamar mar, hu enu meichal, aval acheru mochel lo. And we said about that, he can't be meichal his own neder, because if you took a neder, you have to live by it, but other people can be matir your neder for you. Ushmol Amar melamit shemasar atzmo lemisa aleihem. That he gave himself over for Misa, over them. I think Echleu, the first Echleu, until there was Mechila, until it was forgiven. I think that's what it means. Hivtzir Bo means until there was Mechila. Yeah, meaning Vayichal, we're dashing Hechlehu. He caused Hashem to give Mechila. Right? I mean, he kept on working at it. Vayichal Moshe means Moshe was Hivtzir Bo. That's what Rashi's saying. Moshe worked so hard until the Mechila came in the other direction. Shmuel says, "Melamit shemasar atzmo lemisa aleihem," that he gave himself over for death for the Jewish people. Shneimar v'imayin mechenina misifrcha. If not, you're not going to forgive them. Then get rid of me from your sefer. Amar Rav Amar Yitzchak, "Melamit shechla aleihem midas rachamim." He caused midas rachamim to be chal on them. Rabbanan Amar Melamit shamar Moshe l'fnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu ribono sholom chulin hulach me'asos kadavar hazeh. This is so mundane for you. It's so beneath your kedusha to do something like this. Vayichal Moshe b'nei Hashem, Tanya Blazer Gadol Omer, Melamed Shomer Moshe b'Tefila v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ad She'achzaso Achilo. That he stood in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu until he was seized with some sort of disease. Achilo. My Achilo. What is Achilo? Omer Blazer, Eish Shelatzamos. It is a fire of the bones. Sounds like a painful disease. My eish shalatzamos, what is a fire of the bones? Amar Abaye ashta degarmi, a fever of the bones. So, main point number five, six interpretations of Eichal, till Mechila was given, until the neder was hutar, he gave himself to death, he caused rachamim to be chal, it was chulin for Hashem to do something like this, it was mundane, or he davened until he got sick, until he got this disease. So what was the tefillah? Zechor l'Avraham Yitzchak l'Yisrael avadecha asher nishbat l'em bach. My bach, what does the word bach add? Amr Blazar, Amr Moshe b'nei Kodesh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam, il moli nishbat l'em b'shamayim v'aretz, yisi omer, if you would have sworn to them b'shamayim v'aretz, I would have said, k'shem sh'shamayim v'aretz b'teilim, kach shvoscha b'teilim, that just like shamayim v'aretz are batel, so too your shvua is batel. But now you swore to them with your great name. Mashimcha Gadol, Chai v'Kayam liolam liol me'olamim. Your great name is everlasting. Kach shvuascha kayemes liolam lol me'olamim. So to your shvuah is everlasting. That's such an interesting comparison. Shemayim Varetz, just like Shemayim Varetz, we know is batel. It is? When's Shemayim Varetz batel? But the point is that it can be. It's not that it is, it never was, but it can be. It can be batel. But one thing that can never be batel is the Shem Hashem. Vatadabra aleim arba zarachim kukoch ve'ashmayim v'chala aretz hazos asher amarti. So I will make you'll have many children, and you'll get the land of Israel. Hay asher amarti, asher amarta mi bayalei. Why asher amarti? I said it should be asher amarta, that you said. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, ad kan divrei Talmud, mikan ve'ilich divrei Rav. This is where we're switching from the Talmud speaking to the Master speaking, meaning from Moshe speaking to Hashem speaking. From Shor Bar Nachmini Amar, Elu ve'elu divrei Talmud. No, it's all Moshe speaking. Elakach Amar Moshe ben Yekarosh Baruch Hu. What Moshe was saying was as follows: Ribono Shel Olam, Dvarim she'amarta li, leich emor lehem li Yisrael b'shmi, halachti va'amarti lehem b'shimcha. You know, you gave me all sorts of messages to bring to the Jewish people. Oh, I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim. I'm going to bring you to Eretz Yisrael. It's going to be great. You're going to have, you're going to have this great land. I conveyed every single message. Now you're saying you're going to wipe them out? Achshav ma'ani omer lehem. What do you suggest I come and tell them now? I'm going to look like a fool. I promised every promise you gave them. I promised. Mi bilti yicholas Hashem. And they're going to say it's beyond the abilities of Hashem. Yochol Hashem mi bayilei. It shouldn't say yicholas. It should be yichol Hashem, the ability in masculine. Amar Ablazar, Moshe ben Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. Master of the universe. Achshav yomru umas ha'olam, tashash kochol kinekeva ve'inu yochol ha'atzil. No, the umas ha'olam aren't going to say that this male god was unable to do it. They're going to say that you became weak like a woman, and that's why you're not able to save them. How could they possibly say that I'd be weak like a woman? They saw Kriyas Yamsuf. Who saw Kriyas Yamsuf? Everybody. Why?
All the
water split. Whatever the Midrashim are, but in Oz Yashir it says Beferish, that everybody heard about it, and everybody was aware of it. So they all knew it. They're going to think that I'm weak after Kriyas Yamsuf. Yeah, they could still say it, because they'll say, yeah, God is very powerful, the Jewish God is very powerful when he goes up against a king. He's not quite as powerful when he goes up against 31 kings. How do we know God ultimately admitted to Moshe that he was right? Like you said, Tani debay Rabbi Yishmael, kidvarecha asidim umas olam lomar kein. Like you said, the umas olam will say this. Ashrei Talmid sharabu modelo. How praiseworthy is a Talmud whose Rebbe agrees and admits to his argument. V'ulam chayani, amar Rav amar Ravitzik, melamit shamal HaKadosh Baruch Moshe, Moshe hechisani bidvarecha. You've given me life in front of the nations of the world, Rashi says, with your words, meaning by me changing my decree, now the nations of the world will have an enhanced respect for me. Main point number six, Moshe argued that people are going to think that Hashem is too weak to beat 31 kings. Weak like a woman, as far as 31 kings goes, and God agrees. Darash Rabbi Simlai. When davening, you first have to praise Hashem, and then you start asking for what you want. Minalan, how do I know that? Mimoshe. Dichsiv eschanan el Hashem be'esahi, uksiv Hashem elokim. Ata echlos laros es avdecha, es godlecha, es yodcha chazoka, asher mikel b'shamayim v'aretz, asher yaseh ma'asech v'chuk. So Moshe began to pray, and the prayer starts with Moshe talking about God's greatness and his strength and all of that. Uksiv basrei, ebra naveres haratzatova. And then only after that he says, oh, by the way, I'd really love to go into Eretz Yisrael. If you wouldn't mind, if I could win that raffle for the free ticket to Eretz Yisrael, that would be really fantastic, Moshe says Sasha. But that's only after he speaks about the gadlus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So point number seven, first we are mesadr the shevach, and then we ask for what we need from Hashem. We learn that from Moshe. We learn to first be Masada v'Shavach and then ask what we need. We learn that from Moshe.